Well, tonight, Jeannie and I would like to share on what I guess I would title these teachings, God's Solution Seminar Highlights. Mm-hmm. We sure were blessed by Ken Petty's seminar last Saturday, and he sure had a lot of great things to share, great depth of word, great heart. I think everybody I've talked to is just kind of was blown away by what was shared that day. So sure excited that we can have that Word of God exposed to us, and thankful for a man of God like Ken that he would share the word and make it available like that. So, you know, again, he shared quite a few things. The one thing I'd like to share with you that I took from the seminar was what he talked about when it comes to working solutions and taking care of those solutions, that to do so, he said, quote, people must be connected to God if they are to function the way their Creator intended. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the basics of solving any problem was that people must connect to God if they're going to find the true and lasting solutions. And he shared a number of examples and different problems and the solutions and outcomes. And again, the key was to be connected to God. And I thought it was interesting that he shared about our country, the foundation of our country. And it wasn't, you know, he didn't just share about religious problems, but also practical value in being connected with God and what God can do in a practical sense. And so Ken proceeded to share about one of the greatest achievements in the history of all mankind, which was the founding of our nation, which was so unique because at the time we were 13 very different colonies. I mean, you go up and down the coast, East Coast there, and each colony had its own uniqueness, things that were important to it, and really didn't have too much in common with each other. And you kind of ask the question then, well, how could such a diverse group of people living in 13 different colonies, how were they able to put together such a godly country and be united together with it? And you ask the question, well, how could our founding fathers be the way they were? I mean, I think we all think about George Washington and Thomas Jefferson and Ben Franklin, that these guys were the pillar of humanity, that they were just the greatest individuals, greatest heart, greatest servants. And how did they come about? It wasn't some dream or some historic story of fiction, but it was a true reality. So how did our forefathers come about? Why did they think the way they did? Why were they such good guys and were able to work together to unify these colonies and come up with the greatest country the world has ever seen? And of course, what Ken shared, that the background of those people was the Great Awakening that occurred during the middle 1700s. And this was a huge part of history here in America during these times that I believe did make the difference. And Ken shared a lot of great insight and stories about especially George Whitefield and what he did. And he was very instrumental in being able to teach the gospel. You know, at that time, religion or Christianity was very institutionalized, denominationalized. And here was this guy preaching to any and everybody, regardless of their background, regardless of what church they went to. And he would draw so many hundreds, thousands of people. You know, they met outside for the most part. And this guy, George Whitfield, started in 1736, and he continued to preach and teach until he died in 1770. And they say he taught more than 18,000 sermons between that time, and that probably some 80% of the population heard at least one of his sermons. So he really had a great impact on the hearts and minds of the people that lived in the colonies. And there were other people too that he wasn't the only one. There were many others that were preaching and teaching, and they brought Christianity down to the personal level. They took it out of the steeple, so to speak, and made it personal and casual rather than institutionalized. You know, some of the other ministers were Jonathan Edwards, David Brainerd, Samuel Davies, and many others that just broke through the denominational backgrounds to preach Christ. And I believe that with what happened during that period, and history records this. I taught U.S. history in high school for a period of time, and I remember sharing about this and what a big impact it had, according to historians, even in our schools. Now, I don't think it's being magnified very much in our times, unfortunately, but I think that's our challenge. And that's something that we are dealing with today, that our nation needs another great awakening in the hearts of its citizens. And instead of looking to government to solve their problems by throwing money at them or coming up with some human reasoning, we need to look to God to solve our problems. You know, prayer, believing in the scriptures, knowing that God does work. You know, you and I are people that know God in His Word, and we have tasted this true freedom that we have in Christ. So we can lead the way with prayer and walking by the Spirit and walking by the dictates of the Bible. And let that be the forefront of attack against the destruction that is going on in America today. You know, we can learn from history. And, you know, when you share history, you think about information. What am I going to do with that information? And, of course, when you do a teaching, it's always nice to have a call to action. What are you going to do with the information you teach in that sharing? And I trust with what I shared a little bit with you, reminding you of what Ken taught in the seminar, that we can have great thankfulness and awareness of our background in our country, and that with that, we can do something today, that we can stand today with what we know, that we can pray, that we can take a stand in our times. We can step out on biblical principles and take care of the problems that face our country today. So that's my call to action to you, okay? Well, that's what I wanted to share with you tonight from the seminar. So I know Jeannie has something that she would like to share as well.
Well, I got excited about what Ken had shared as well about history. and George Whitfield. In fact, while the seminar was going on, I went to Amazon to see if I could order a children's book about George Whitfield or Whitefield. And they did have one that was written called The Voice That Woke the World. And I bought it and have read almost all of it. And the thing that really impressed me was in the seminar, Ken said how important, you know, Jesus was the solution to the world's problems and that we are the solution to carry on the work that Jesus did. But we have to do it by becoming ambassadors, acting out the role that God has given us. And we are ambassadors for the Lord Jesus Christ. And Ken said, he said that, you know, of course, being an ambassador, you call back those that to be reconciled to God. We represent Jesus Christ. One of the definitions of an ambassador is a minister of the highest rank sent to a foreign court to represent there his sovereign or country. We are ministers of the highest rank representing the kingdom of heaven here upon earth. And one of the quotes he had was, Jesus took our place in death so we could take his place in life. Mm-hmm. And the life that people want to live today, to the fullest life of what God has available, is because of Jesus Christ and recognizing him. And the thing about George Whitfield was that he started out as went to school as a minister, and a minister was that's what colleges were all about. They were raising men and women, well, probably just men, up to be ministers. And he was from a poor family, so he had to actually serve the richer students there. And he was in servitude, it was called. So he would dust or polish shoes and run errands and all this. And then he lived in the coldest place of the dorms and everything. But he had such a hunger to know God. And whenever they taught something, he really worked it. And he got to the point, just like Martin Luther, where they thought that they had became sinners and had to persecute themselves. George almost starved to death and alienated himself because he just felt he needed to earn his way to heaven. And then he finally found the scriptures that said Jesus was the solution. Mm-hmm. So he started preaching that the only way you can call yourself a Christian is if you're born again. And that was his message, that the only way to God is through Christ. And that was not what the Church of England and all the religious denominations were saying, because it's all about works. And that's what the adversary holds us in. It's because we can never be good enough. But that's not what God, his solution is putting Christ in us and giving us the ability to represent Christ to the world. And George turned England right side up. The churches wouldn't let him preach after a while, so they were outdoors. He was an itinerant preacher, and he just turned England up, right side up, all of the United Kingdom. And then he went to the colonies. And there was one point he was traveling that there was two other ships in line with them. And he was preaching to all three of those ships. And everybody wanted to hear the gospel. But it was the religious leaders that really caused the antagonism to try and stop the gospel. And that's exactly what happened in Jesus' time. But I just thought that was truly wonderful that Ken would bring him up, and I bought the book so that we can read it to our grandchildren. And if Ken shared a couple more verses on being ambassadors, and in the International Standard Version of 2 Corinthians 5, verse 20 says, "Therefore, we are Christ's representatives, as though God were pleading through us. We plead on Christ's behalf. Be reconciled to God." It's not on our behalf. It's not about us anymore. It's about representing Jesus Christ, and that's what changes the world. He gave his life so all mankind could be saved, and God's desire is to have all men be saved and come into knowledge of the truth. So what is our call to action? It's to speak the word, to represent Jesus Christ. How many Christians don't even know if they have eternal life? Most of them don't know anything about being born again. So that's our opportunity today to speak the truth. We don't have to worry about all the different doctrines and all this stuff. Just preach Jesus Christ. That's what George did, and thousands and thousands of people received the word, and that was the Great Awakening in those days. And today, I believe we're in a third awakening, but the New Living Translation shares, "So we are Christ's ambassadors. God is making his appeal through us." God's making appeal. Isn't that amazing? He's calling out. "We speak for Christ when we plead, come back to God." That's our message. Come back to God. Enjoy what the Father has. When that prodigal son was gone, all the Father wanted is to come back and enjoy the fruit and love of his Father. And that's the same message that God has today. No man can come unto the Father but through Jesus Christ. And we are those ambassadors that have that message. So that's what I wanted to share tonight.
Yeah, great. Yeah, that's our privilege right now. Boy, what God has done for us, you know, why can't we be ambassadors for him? What a privilege it is. What an honor. So I just look forward to the days ahead as we reach out to people and ask God to give you somebody to speak the word to. That's a great prayer. Ask the Father, give me someone to talk to. And he will. He answers those prayers. He loves those prayers because he wants to see his word get out a whole bunch. And we're the ones that do it. We're his hands and feet. So it's a privilege and an honor.
Right, we're bringing heaven to earth.
There you go. Well, bless your hearts. Great we can be with you and share these wonderful things with you.